shared working spaces. It's a trend that's forcing companies to rethink their business plan. HBR's Noe Tanigawa is here to tell us more. So, Noe, this concept was fueled by startups, right?
Well, startups are certainly using this idea. Actually, it's something that if you talk to the person who kind of originally did the first co-working space in Hawaii, Raichung Fujihira, he says it's actually based on the fact that we can work off the cloud now.
Oh. Okay.
That frees us from one particular physical space. I mean, have you ever – do you really know what co-working is? I mean, does it
– I had to go do an interview somewhere downtown, yeah. And there were like three different companies operating – in one little space, and they had a shared like conference room, that kind
right.
of thing.
Right. So that's one model of co-working, and there are other ways where people who are starting up a business or people who just plan to be all by themselves forever have a space to work. It's kind of obvious that something like this is needed. You work in the library and you outgrow that. You can only stand the blender in the coffee place for so long. And then, you know, you actually, adults need a place to work. And they're coming up with some terrific ideas here. Want to take a tour of a really cool workspace
sure.
in Kaka'ako? Okay, look, we're going to tour Impact Hub Honolulu. Ann Weber is the director of community there. And community is a big thing at these co-working spaces. It's the atmosphere you create and the programs that you institute for your members. It's kind of like a gym, actually. You do a monthly membership or yearly membership, and you go as much as you want, okay? Ann Weber is bullish about co-working spaces and what they can do for us here in Honolulu. Here we go.
We have a couple phone booths as well. But again, the space isn't a library, so you can take calls. And those are actually some members built those for us as well. So we're always trying to figure out like creative ways to partner. And the kitchen, it's totally self-serve. On Wednesdays, we all have lunch together here, kombucha and nitro coffee on tap. And then members, of course, get coffee and tea, and we have beer and wine as well. Also surfboard racks, because we're so close to the beach, and a little nap area there. This office is actually our wellness hub. So we have a psychiatrist, a clinical herbalist, and an acupuncturist working out of that office. And then, of course, your standard business amenities, your printers, your copy machines. This one's our small meeting room.
I mean, so you've got to picture this, right. Catherine, right? You're in a giant space that's divided basically in two. On one side, all these tables, like picnic tables that people work at individually or in groups. The other side, another big space in the middle, a really comfy, cozy kitchen, all of these single office spaces you can rent if that's the way you want to do it. There are meeting rooms. And all the walls, like, move on rollers and stuff so they can be reconfigured to any kind of space.
I love the naps and snacks part, though.
I know. It's really super. What's great is that every space has its different personality right now. I mean, I thought Box Jelly... Well, now it's Box Jelly and the company. They've just taken on another partner. This was the very first co-working space that opened in Honolulu back in 2010, 2011.
I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that there on Kamani Street in Kaka'ako. Raichung Fujihira started it with a partner of his. What they really wanted to do was create – their idea was, look, we can create a airport lounge outside an airport. Because that's basically what you want to do, right? You want to work, you want to pass the time, and you want to have some company while you're doing it. And nobody knew what co-working was at that time. That's only 7 years ago. And now, Maui, Kauai, Biga, all these wonderful places have co-working spaces as well. And what's so cute is that at this perfect moment in history in Hawaii, each one of those co-working spaces has its own unique environment. That could change when the big boxes come in.
Oh man, WeWork has changed the game, right? So WeWork is the biggest co-working space right now. I think they have, I want to say 700 spaces maybe in the world, and they're just kind of like normalizing the model. It's good in the fact that more people understand what we do. You know, certain types of offices, you really want to have an office, but you know, you even see companies like Microsoft, SoftBank, Dropbox. A lot of these companies are now renting from co-working spaces and somewhat outsourcing a lot of things, including culture, to the co-working space. Just basically buy into a space that has a culture for you, right?
Get that, Catherine? Mm-hmm. So that is a, you know how much time and energy places use creating the culture for their office and their people. They just buy time at these co-working spaces, and you and I could go meet for coffee there, discuss some things, come back to the office. You know, you can hold meetings there. It's just an alternative space, and now is the perfect moment because we have so many diverse spaces before the big boxes do come into this town. I mean, last Friday, I was over at Kavaivai. It's the Vaivai Collective. They're in their circular building at Varsity. It's on the ground floor where the Bank of Hawaii used to be. Mm-hmm. And that is a perfectly unique co-working space. They have worked a deal where the monthly rental basic membership that you pay is a lot lower than some spaces. And last Friday, they had an amazing group of musicians perform in the nighttime. I'm not even going to tell you who was there because it was so fantastic.
Wow. I want to go.
Yeah, I know. And Co-Work is there in Kaka'ako as well. I saw a musical tour of the Muslim diaspora there just a couple of months ago. I mean, the things that happen in these places weren't happening before in Honolulu and maybe on the neighbor islands too. So it's a great thing to look for.
So it's not just work, but kind of work and play?
It's turning into a lifestyle thing. They're making a nice place out of it. They're making an impact with the resources they have. And Richung says, Hawaii can really grasp onto this. We got the best people now who can leverage technologies to draw in resources from any place in the globe. And he says co-working is going to be part of that for us.
I wonder if Hawaii Public Radio can entertain an idea. Let's chew on this one.
let's do that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Noe. That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa talking about incubator spaces taking hold across the state.